ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Jane, unbeknownst to each other, are trying to sell the wealthy Mr. Everett a plot of ground. Mr. Race didn't do so good when he contacted Mr. Everett, but Jane, representing Mr. Neff, who offered her $500 if she could make the sale, did much better because Mr. Everett thought she was pleading for Mr. Race and admired her wifely devotion. This episode is in alternate scenes between Mr. Neff's office and the office of Mr. Everett. But first to Mr. Neff's, where we find Jane. Listen.
But Mr. Neff, I keep telling you, he said he would buy it.
Yes, I hear you, but it don't sound right. It's all been too easy. There's a catch in it.
But he said he'd call me up this week, and then...
Yes, that must be the catch. Couldn't happen this easy, not with you just calling on him once. He's too hard-boiled a businessman. I can't believe it.
You don't believe me.
What? Oh, no, no, not you, Mrs. Ace. Your intentions are all right. You mean well. You really believe he means it. And I know the old man by reputation. He doesn't do things just like that.
But he told me
he
that...
He told you he'd let you know this week. That isn't saying he'll buy it. I can't believe that. Nothing that could ever happen to me so quick. No, there must be a catch in it.
Oh, why do you keep saying that? There's no catch in it. He likes me. After all, his daughter is married to my brother, Johnny.
Yes, I'm taking all that into consideration. But I still say it couldn't happen this easy.
Well, Mr. Neff, I hate to say this, but you're... Well, you'll excuse me for calling you this, but you're a pessimist.
Well, why shouldn't I be, the way I've had to struggle to get anywhere at all? I can't get too excited about anything until...
Oh, Mr. Neff, you have to be more cheerful. What you need is a pep talk.
A pep talk?
Yes, you know, like they talk to the football players. I saw it in the movies, and I'm going to give it to you. Come on, Mr. Neff, don't feel so blue. We can sell Mr. Everett a lot. Are we going to let him beat us? I should say not. Yay, team. There, you feel better?
No.
See, I told you. What?
I still feel it's all happened too easy. It can't be.
Well, I better say it again. Come on, Mr. Neff. Don't feel so
blue. Oh, stop it. That won't help matters. Just sitting around talking about feeling better isn't getting the old man's signature on paper.
Beg pardon?
I mean, I want to see his name on the papers. I want to see his name on the check. That's what I mean.
Well, he'll sign the check when he buys the lot.
Yes, that's easy said. But people don't sign checks for $70,000 just like that, you know.
Oh, but he said he was... $70,000?
Yes, that's the price of the lot and a bargain. What do you think of that?
$70,000?
Oh, don't look so surprised. That's the price I'm asking. He ought to jump at it.
He ought?
Yes, he ought. See, even you don't think he ought.
How many oughts is that?
What?
$70,000, I mean. Now, let me see. Seven oughts. Have you got a pencil?
You don't need a pencil. I've got it all down here. All the data. Here it is.
What's this?
The data.
This, why, this says...
This is the data you're to give him about the lot.
Oh, you mean you want me to tell him he has to pay $70,000 for the lot?
Sure, you have to tell him. You haven't told him anything yet. That's why I'm so skeptical about putting over this deal. That's why I say it doesn't sound right. It's too easy. You haven't even mentioned price to him, and you come and tell me it's in the bag.
Well, you said not to say too much the first time.
Oh, that's just it. Now we've got to talk price.
All right.
And the price is $70,000.
$70,000?
Not a cent less.
Oh, Mr. Knapp, let's not talk cents when we're talking about $70,000. Oh, I couldn't ask him that much.
Oh, backing out, are you? Where's that pep talk you were giving me?
Oh, well, do you want it again? All right. Come on, Mr. Knapp. Don't...
Oh, not me. I don't need it. Looks like you need it now. The price kind of scared you.
Oh, but $70,000.
What's that to Mr. Everett? With all his money, that would be a drop in the bucket. If he wants this property, he's going to pay for it. And through the nose.
Please, Mr. Knapp, let's not get personal. $70,000. Oh, that reminds me. That's what I came over to see you about.
What?
Well, remember the other day when I saw Mr. Everett and he said for me to come back next week? Well, I was so excited because he just the same as said he was going to buy it, and then you have to pay me the $500. Well, I ran right over to the fur store.
Fur store?
Yes. I'm going to buy a new mink coat. I have always wanted one, and there it was, just like I dreamed about. I've been dreaming about one ever since my black caracal. And there it was, the most gorgeous coat with a shawl collar and real full sleeves. And I kept looking at myself in the mirror. I hardly knew myself. You can wrap it around or button it, either way. And the fur was so soft and rich-looking, I was almost afraid to ask the man how much it was. But I finally did. And what do you think it was?
I don't know. I'm not interested.
Well, you could have knocked me down with a fender when he told me. This gorgeous mink coat with a shawl collar, so rich-looking. Well, it was
$3,000. $3,000?
Yes, that's what I said. $3,000, I said. And he said, yes. Yeah. And I said, well, even if it is rich-looking, it doesn't make me feel that rich, I said. And I told him I was thinking of spending $500. And what do you think he said?
I don't know. I'm not interested.
He said, how about a Persian lamb? Imagine a Persian lamb after that gorgeous mink coat with the rich full sleeves and the shawl collar and the way I wrapped it around myself. Well...
But, Mrs. Ace, what has all this to do with me? I haven't time to sit here and talk for a coat. I've got this big deal on my mind. What are you telling me all this for?
Well, I want to get $250 in advance.
What's that?
Well, I have to pay half down for the Persian lamb.
The Persian lamb?
Yes, I had to take it. I have to have some new coat this winter. I can't buy a mink coat if it costs that much unless you want to make it $3,000 instead of $500.
$3,000?
Oh, you wouldn't, would you? I didn't think you would.
Yeah.
So I'll just take the $250 in advance. The man at the store told me to ask you for it. I told him all about how I was going to sell this lot for a friend of mine and make this money, and he told me to ask for $250.
So you see, Johnny, it was her wifely devotion that swayed me to buy the lot from her husband. It's a quality so seldom found in these modern, helter-skelter days, and I love her for it. And there you have the complete story of my decision to buy your brother-in-law's lot.
Well, I'll be done. What a story, Governor. What a story, and what a laugh I'll have on Ace.
A laugh?
Yes, you see. Oh, this is rich. You see, Governor, he didn't want Jane to know a thing about this deal. He was afraid she might put the jinx on us.
But I don't understand.
Well, when I first came to Ace with the tip that you were going to buy this ground to build on, he was very pleased, of course, and kept thanking me. So I told him I was doing it as much for Jane as for him. More for Jane, of course, my own sister. Well, he asked me not to say anything to Jane about it and said that she might do something to queer it. She does have a habit of getting things balled up, so we didn't tell her. But she's smarter than we think, I guess, because here she knew about it all the time, and she came here to help him put it over. What a girl. That's my sister. I'm proud of her.
And well, you might be. Such wifely devotion.
I can't wait to give that brother-in-law of mine the horse laugh.
But I'm afraid you'll have to do without that, my son.
What? Pass up a chance?
Yes, you'll have to pass it up.
Oh, but this is an opportunity that...
I understand.
Oh.
But for the time being, it'll have to wait. Why appreciate your desire to have what you term a horse laugh on Mr. Ace? But you will have to have it in private.
What? Oh, well.
I'm afraid you'll have to, and so will I. You and I will always know that it was Mrs. Ace who put it over, but we're going to have to let Mr. Ace keep on thinking it was he.
Oh, but why do we...
It's best that way. Take my word for it, son. It's always best that the man of the house thinks he does things on his own. Let's not be responsible for their throwing it up to each other in later years. Let things take their natural...
Oh, but this is too good to...
But that's the way we'll do it, Johnny.
Oh, well.
It's best that way.
Oh, well, if you think so.
I do think so. Suppose we let each of them have their say, but let's not tell Mr. Ace that your sister came here in his behalf.
All right.
Now, we ought to be able to close the deal this week. I know the property very well, and I think its location is just what we want. Don't you?
Oh, sure. The lot is just right. One block from the store.
Of course. Now, let me see. We should arrange a meeting for the final signing of the papers one day this week. We want to get started building as soon as we can.
Well, how about having Ace over tomorrow?
No, tomorrow I won't be able to. How about the day after?
Oh, it's okay with me. I know it'll be with him. Shall I call him and tell him?
No, I'll call him tomorrow and make the appointment.
Well, have you talked price with him yet?
No, but we shan't have any trouble on that score. I know what the property is worth, and I know he won't quibble. I'm prepared to pay $60,000 to close the deal.
$60,000? Why, that's about the biggest deal he ever put over. And to think of it, that sister of mine put it over.
She certainly did.
Jane, putting over a $60,000 deal. Jane, who never thought any higher than the few dollars it takes to run the house. I can't get over it.
All right, Mrs. Ace, you win. Here's your check. $250.
Pay to the order of Mrs. Jane Ace.
But you understand that if this deal doesn't go over, you'll return the amount to me in full.
I understand. Pay to the order of Mrs. Jane.
And I'm only giving you till the end of this week to put it over. Shouldn't take you any longer than that. Should it?
What?
I say, will you listen to what I'm telling you?
Oh, excuse me, I was reading the check. What did you say?
I said it shouldn't take you any longer than the end of this week to put it over.
Oh, no, he said he was going to call me early this week. Now, don't you worry about that. He likes me.
I can't understand that. But if it puts this deal over, it's okay with me. I still say it's all too easy. This deal involves $70,000. You can't put over a $70,000 proposition that easy.
There you go again. Mr. Neff, you'll have to stop talking like that. After all, I heard Mr. Everett tell me...
When are you going to talk to him again?
When he calls me. Oh, he might call me today. I better be going, because I have to stop at the first store again and give him this check and then hurry home. Maybe he'll call me today. Besides, I have to get dinner. Won't Mr. Ace be surprised when he finds out that I made this money? I guess that'll show him. Well, I better go. Maybe Mr. Everett will call me today.
Do you understand what the deal is?
Do I understand? You want to sell him the lot.
Yes, I want to sell... No, I mean about the money.
You get it back if he doesn't buy it.
I'm talking about the price of the ground.
Oh.
$70,000.
$70,000. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money for this ground? You've got to believe it yourself if you expect to sell somebody else. It's dirt cheap. You've got to convince him it's a good buy.
Well, yes, I better hurry now. He might call this afternoon.
Don't forget, a good buy.
Oh, not goodbye, Mr. Neff. Yes, I'll be gone. I'll see you again real soon, I hope.